Hey, I'm Darren Parmenter from CSU Extension in La Plata County.
And I'm Tom Bartels from GrowFoodWell.com. Welcome back to another episode of The Garden Guys, where we help solve some of the mysteries of gardening in the Southwest. And it's that time of year where the frost is playing with us, but we still got stuff in the garden.
It is. This is the all your hard work pays off, right? This is the Super Bowl of the garden, where now we have the question of what do I do with all this extra produce?
Do you dehydrate some of your stuff from the garden?
I do dehydrate, yeah. It's one of our easier ways. And I don't dehydrate everything. I think I probably dehydrate more fruit than vegetables. But the dehydrator is such a good multi-purpose tool that we can have in the kitchen, because we can do fruit. We can do the veggies. We can do beef jerky if I was a hunter and knew how to kill things other than tomatoes. I can do all of these. We can do mushrooms.
So what kind of veggies are you drying?
This year, fingers crossed, I'll be dehydrating all those excess tomatoes, some of our hot peppers that have gone to color. If I'm lucky enough, I get some kale. Now,
What do you mean lucky? Kale's easy, man.
Kale is easy, yes. I had one year where I grew too much kale, and then I had a farmer give me a whole bunch of extra kale, and my entire house was the drying mecca of the neighborhood.
I hear you. I think for me, at this time of year, it comes in droves, and I don't know what to do because the freezer's full now. And I found that doing a chiffonade cut, just chopping them in strips, blanching them really quick, and putting them out in the solar dryer works for me. And so then I bring them back inside, and I pulverize them in a food processor, and it makes kale powder.
Kale powder. Yeah. So it's a couple of things here, Tom. Like, so
you got that look, Darren.
I have the look of what do I do with kale powder? And I get that I could, this is a way for me to kind of sneak some nutrients to the kids, right?
Oh, absolutely. What I do is I have, say, a quart or 2 quart jars in the pantry. And then you can take just a tablespoon of this kale powder, which is nutrient dense, and pop it into a smoothie with some strawberries and bananas. And the kids are getting about a cup and a half of kale with that one tablespoon of powder. So, and they don't have to know it.
There is nothing like deceiving my children. That is one of my most favorite things to do, is to think that they're getting something super tasty, which they are, but it's also nutrient dense. And we can do this blasting into powder with peppers too, right? So
Absolutely.
This is like in the middle of winter when you're hunkered down with a good book and watching the snow fly outside, and just having that pulverized either tomato powder or pepper powder that goes on top of your pasta dish, it goes on top of your salad, it can give you a little bit of extra kick, a little bit of fire when all you see is dark skies. One of the things we want to make sure of when it comes to dehydrating is to get that product, whatever it is, fully dried. Because anytime you have a little bit of moisture left, you're drastically reducing the shelf life of that product.
What kind of dryer do you use, Darren?
This is a personal question.
It is.
As to what type of
it's kind
dryer,
of intimate,
dehydrator.
But, you know, we're friends.
We're friends. I use an Excalibur. The only reason I use an Excalibur is because my mom bought me an Excalibur for Christmas one year. Thanks, Mom. And I find it works really well. It keeps the heat and the air contained within the unit. So you kind of want that good air circulation. And yours?
I'm actually using an infrared solar dryer that I built myself. It's an 8-footer. So it's a little easier than all those trays and stuff you guys have to deal
with. Yeah, doesn't an 8-foot infrared dryer sounds easier? This is what Tom does, is he steps it up a notch.
So think about dehydration for food preservation, especially this year. So many people got mushrooms out in the mountains.
Oh, outrageous. What we want to do is just preserve our hard work. We just want to grow some food.
And do something with it.
If you have any burning questions on gardening, send us an email at gardenguys@ksut.org, and we'll see if we can figure it out for you.